Hey, welcome back. Today, I'm going to teach you how to pick and use the best makeup for your face. So, before we start, I want to show you this picture. As you can see, people have a bunch of different skin tones. And if you want to find out what kind of foundation color is good for your skin, you have to know which skin tone you have. But if you have no idea, it's okay. Today, I can use some samples on your skin to help you find out which color you should pick. So, for your skin, I think we can try these colors. I have three different colors for you. So the first one, I have this number 10. It's a little bit light color. Also, I have this number 12. It's a little bit yellow tone color. And the last one is this a little bit dark color. The number is 25. So I think we can try number 10 first. Okay. A little bit on your jawline. Okay. And now let's blend it with this very soft sponge. So just gently so I apply it on your jawline, this part. That can help me find out if the color matches with your face, also with your neck. It's very important. Okay. Now, let me just check. I think this color is a little bit light. So what do you think? Yeah, let's try this little bit dark color. So I'm going to apply it on this side. Also blend it so we can see how it looks like on your skin. Just a dab, 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 dab. Okay, let me compare them together. So this one definitely too light. Need match with your face, also with your neck. So what do you think? This one. Okay, no problem. Let me just clean your skin. Let's wipe it off. And this side. So this is the foundation we can use today, and the color is number 25. And since you have very good skin, I think we just need one drop, should be enough. So just like that much. And also, I'm going to mix it with a little bit of this rose facial oil that can help hydrate your skin. So just one, now we can mix them together. So in the winter, you can mix your foundation with some facial oil that can make sure your skin won't look dry and feels tight in the evening. Okay, now we can apply it on your skin. So just stipple it on your face. And this side. And your forehead. Just gently stipple, stipple. Make some dots, then we can blend it at your chin. Stipple, 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 stipple. Okay. So to apply your foundation, I'm going to use some different tools. One is this foundation brush. So this foundation brush called the Kabuki foundation brush. And as you can see, this brush, it has very flat shape and also very soft and a thick bristle. If you like to use brush to blend your foundation, you should choose some brush like this style. Now I'm going to blend your foundation. Start with your cheeks. You can make a little circle. Slowly move to your the side of your face. Just gently and slowly blend out. How do you feel about this brush? Is that comfortable? Pretty good. Like give your skin a very nice massage. Now we can brush down to your neck. Make sure your face and your neck are the same color. So after that, if you want your skin looks more natural, you can use a little sponge to blend it again. So before you use it, you can wet it a little to make it more soft. So we can first use this side, this flat side, for your cheeks. Just gently tap tap. So this sponge, just make sure you change them and clean them often. Otherwise, it will cause the pimple, maybe, because it gets dirty. So I like to change it at least every month. And now, use this side to blend some corner, like around your nose and ear, around your mouth. Just a stipple, 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 stipple. So now your skin looks very even and very flawless. So now we can use some powder. So for powder, actually, I have a very interesting and special method to apply it. Do you know how to do it? Let me tell you. So first, we just need a facial tissue. Just get a soft and a clean one. And I'm going to fold it in half, like this. Now, let's press it on your skin, like this. just very gently. Okay. And now we can get some powder and brush it on this paper, not on your skin. So this method, first, that you can make sure you don't use too much powder on your face. And second, this tissue can help you clean some extra oil on your skin. So it can keep your skin feels refreshing. Brush. Okay. Is that interesting? I learned this method from a very popular and famous Korean makeup artist. And she said if you use this method to apply powder, that can make sure your skin won't look dry all day. So I think it's very smart. So now the base makeup all done, we can move to your eyes and your lips. But before that, I like to apply a little bit lip balm on your lips. So your lips can feel comfortable and also be prepared. This lip balm, it has very refreshing mint scent, and also it has SPF 25, so that it can help protect your lips from sunshine. Yeah, you also need to use sunscreen on your lips. Your lips might feel a little bit cool and a little bit refreshing. So now, just let your lips be prepared while I do your makeup. Then we can clean it off, give you some lipsticks. So first, I want to do your eye makeup. Is that okay for you? So for eye makeup, I have this very nice eyeshadow palette. I want to show you. I really like this one because, as you can see, it comes with a lot of different colors. You can use them to make a lot of different makeover. So this one called Warm Naturals. Is that how to read this word? So I like this palette because they give you some matte color. You can use it to be base color, like this one called the Toasty, and this one called the Hina, and also this one called the Passion Fruit. Let me try them on my hand so you can see the difference. So the first one, second one, and the third one. They are all very, feels very soft. So these colors, we can use it to do some winter makeup look. It's a very warm tone color. And this color is a rosy pink. We can use it to make a very spring and summer style makeup. Also this palette has some glittering colors. We can use it to highlight like this, and this called the bitter sweet, and this one. So you might have noticed this glittering color is matched with this warm tone color. And this bling bling shimmer color, we can use it with this light rosy color. So if you want to make a very beautiful eye makeup look, you have to find out which color their matches. So for today's makeup, let's use these colors, okay? So first, I'm going to use a little bit of cotton on my finger. Okay. So first, we can use this color called the Toasty. And I'm going to choose an eyeshadow brush like this style. You can see the bristle. It's a little bit fluffy, so that can help you blend out the base color. Let's get a little bit. So now, just close your eyes. I'm going to play it on your eyelid. We can use it a little bit more because this color is very light. Okay. softly said. So use this base color, just a brush on all of your eyelid. You can do it a little bit more, so you can make your eyes look more big. And then choose a different eyeshadow brush, like this one. As you can see, the bright side looks much different. It's more pointed. So use this brush to get more dark color, like this color called the henna. So this color, I'm going to brush it on the outer corner of your eyes. Just make a little circle. Then slowly move to the central part. So sometimes you have to know how to pick the right color. Also have to know how to pick the right tools and how to do the method, the motion. They are all very important for perfect makeup. But I believe you, after a couple times practice, you will get it. It's not difficult. Just a little bit on this side. Okay. So after that, we can use a little bit glittering color. Put it on our medium part to highlight the eyes. So for glittering color, I don't like to use brush. I like to use my finger to apply it. So I will use some mist to wipe my finger a little bit. That can help stick the glitter on your eyes. You can try it. So I'm going to use this called the Bittersweet. Okay. So now close your eyes. I'm going to stipple on your eyelid. And this side. The last step, just find a clean brush. Now we're going to blend in all of the colors together. So this step actually is very important. That can make sure your eye makeup look more natural. Worry, you don't have to be very carefully, just a blend. Okay, all done. Now you can open your eyes. Let me check. Looks so pretty. And at the same time, it's very natural on your face. That's the real reason why you have to choose the right colors, use the right tools, and with the right method. Okay, now we can move to your eyeliner. So for eyeliner, I have this gel eyeliner pencil. So if you have double eyelid, you can use any product. But if you don't have double eyelid like me, you have to use liquid eyeliner. That can make sure it won't get to your eyelid. So for you, we can use this pencil. And the color is intense black. So when I do your eyelid eyeliner, I'm going to use soft Q-tips. Just hold your eyelid. Okay? And you can look down. Very close to your eyelashes. Okay, this side, just hold your eyes. Use a Q-tip. Q-tips can make sure. Last step, we're going to clean the edges. Make sure they are very straight and also very clean. Okay, so that is for your eyeliner. Then we can apply some of the mascara. So here I have this mascara. This one is a super waterproof. So you don't have to worry about if you go to swimming or it's getting rain. It can stay on your eyelash all day. But also, to be honest, some mascara like this style, same time, it's a little bit hard to remove. So it has good side and a bad side. It's very fair. I like this one, it got dry so quick, so you don't have to open your eyes so big until it got dry. Okay, so just give it 3 seconds. Okay, now you can blink your eyes. It's all dry, I think. So, last step, after this part, I like to do my eyebrows. So, for your eyebrows, I'm going to use 2 different products. So, one is called the eyebrow powder, And one of these called the eyebrow pencils. We're going to use them together. So first, I'm going to use some powder. Just brush it. I use them to help me clean some foundation that between my eyebrows, and also adjust my eyebrow color. And then we can use this pencil. So for pencil, first we can use it to make some measuring. So we can find out what kind of eyebrow shape is good for your face. So first make sure it balances. We can mark right here. And mark right here. Okay. And your nose to your eyebrow. So here, just to make a dot. Just mark some dots, then we can connect them together. If you don't know how to do your eyebrows, that is the pretty simple method to help you. Now we can just connect the dots together. I like to do this like a stroke motion. Just like to add some hairs. Just a couple strokes. And now we can use this comb. So normally, eyebrow pencils, it comes with two different sides. One is the color and one is the comb. So we can use this side to blend your eyebrows. Just the comb. And comb down. And comb up. And comb down. Okay. So for eyebrows, maybe a little bit complicated. But I think it's very worth it because eyebrow is a very important part for your face. If you do it balanced and match with your face shape, that will make you look much better. Okay, next step, I want to move to highlight and contour. Just use a little bit. So here I have this 2-in-1 palette. I have highlight and the contour together. So this one comes with 3 highlight colors and 3 contour colors. So for your skin tone, I think you can choose this one called the Puppy to highlight, and choose this called the Fikit to contour some parts of your face. But before that, I have to just take some measurements of your face so we know where we should highlight, where we should contour. Okay. So I think we can first measure your temple to temple. Then your forehead to your chin. Okay. And now is your eyes. How's your nose? I just want to find out what kind of face shape you are so we know how to contour and highlight. So I think we can use some highlight color. First is on your nose. We can make your nose look small, more thin and taller. So going to brush a little bit. Focus on your nose tip and your bridge. Also a little bit, we're going to apply it on your cheekbone. I think that can help highlight your face. Okay. And a little bit on your chin. That can make your face a little bit long. And this part a little bit plump. Okay. And for contour, I'm going to change to this brush. So this is, I think this brush, it looks very special. As you can see, it has this special shape. It can very good match with your jawline. So it's a perfect brush to contour this part. Also, the bristle is very soft. When you see it on your face, you'll feel very comfortable. So we are going to get some of this color. And brush it on your jawline. Just adding some shadow. And it can help soften your face and make your face look more thin. More thin and more small. So last part is your lips. Before I use any lipstick, I'm going to clean your lip balm first. I think your lips should be feel very soft now, very moist. For your lips, the very important part is choose the right color and the right texture. So here I have these colors for you. I think them should be very match with your makeup and your skin tone. The first one, I have this waterproof lipstick. So this color is called the Double Dare. It's a very juicy and nude pink color. I think it very match with your skin tone. The other one, I have this one from Korea. So this is a matte texture, but it more feels like a soft matte. So people call it lip matte. So this is a color. I think it's very good for winter because this one just reminds me of the dried maple leaf, or kind of like the wine. I think it looks so pretty. So which color do you prefer? Want the rosy nude color or this dried like leaf color? Which one? Okay, no problem. I'm going to frost that on your lips. Okay. That can make sure you don't use too much. And then use a soft brush to blend it. This lipstick is really easy to dry, so just make sure you blend it very quick. But on the good side, this one, I use it a couple times. Even if I eat food, drink hot tea, coffee, it still stays on my lips. All day. But on the bad side, it might make your lips feel a little bit dry. So that's the reason why you sleep bump fast, to hydrate your lips. And to match with the lipstick, I also will use some colors like dried rosy, like this pink color. And this color, I'm not sure I can say it. It has some bling glitters inside, so that it can make your cheeks look very shiny in the light. So now just smile. Good. I'm going to brush a little bit on your cheeks. Don't use too much. And this side, like to brush up. Okay. So, all done. That is what I want to teach you today. I'm so happy you're back to your makeup license today. Did you have any question? Okay, just let me know if you need any help. So, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you like your makeup today. So, I see you next time. Okay, see you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Spot.